Hey guys, welcome back to the Goobu Podcast. We're on episode 28, and it's the snowpocalypse. I don't know if you guys are on the East Coast, but I am. I live in New York, and we're getting buried right now. So I'm sitting here by my window watching 2 feet of snow fall down. Had some late Christmas suggestions I want to give you. I want to talk about what to do over Christmas. It's a common thread, but we'll talk more about it. And a little bit of a TV show obsession and something fitness related, relevant to it. But anyway, so I kind of got a couple suggestions here of things that nobody's put money in my hand to talk about. And some of them are really general shit that you don't know. There's nobody that's going to pay me money for this shit because it's not specific. But little tips and tricks and things you can buy your significant other who either is interested in fitness or bodybuilds. And these are things that would help any human being that is into this thing, no matter what level. Like, these things are all good. Number one, and I say this all the time, so this is nothing new to you guys who listen to my podcast before, but if you haven't done this shit yet, please do it. If you have a knife block that you bought from Target that you paid $20 for, please throw it the fuck away. It's not helpful to your prep. It's slowing you down and you're going to cut yourself. Dull knives are dangerous, right? So anyway, number one suggestion, please get a chef's knife. Go spend $60 or more. At the $60 and above price point, it doesn't fucking matter what you buy. They're all pretty much good. If you guys are curious if it sucks or not, shoot me a DM. I'll tell you what I think. I think a lot of you know I like collecting and all that knives. I personally have Shun knives. That's S-H-U-N. It's a Japanese maker. They don't make a bad knife. There's some companies like J. Henkel's is one. They make some bad ones. But if you spend more than $50 or $60, you're getting a good one. Wusthof, that's a German manufacturer. They don't make garbage. Any Wusthof you buy is probably going to be about that $60 or above price point. But it's also not going to suck. These are knives that you will be buried with. Like, you will not have to buy another one again. Unless you sharpen it like a total dipshit, which, buy a sharpening stone, don't buy a pull-through sharpener. This is like a high-grade knife. You don't want to treat it like a Target knife, right? This knife is not, it's not built for that. It'll stay sharp for a really long time. Don't use the hone on it. Just buy a sharpening stone. YouTube how to sharpen it. Or if you don't want to do that, there's a ton of sharpening services where you either mail a knife in or somebody comes to your house. You do that like once a year. It saves you so much more time and it's safer, right? What I said earlier, a dull knife is a dangerous knife. It's true, because usually if you're going to slip, like, you're not going to slip off of chicken breast if your knife's sharp and cuts right through it like butter. But if you're like struggling and chewing away at it and trying to get down through it, you're going to slip and hurt yourself. And that's usually when people fuck up. So a sharp knife, it makes everything so much easier. That's probably the most frequent Christmas gift I've given away to people I know and like. I send them a chef's knife and they're always like, oh my god, I didn't. It's one of those things where you didn't realize. Like, if you get like one of those hotel shower curtain things that pushes the curtain out, it's like, wow, that was $50 and it made my life so much better. This is the equivalent of that. It's a chef's knife. It makes your life easier. It's cheap. You buy it once and you never have to buy it again. Throw your old knife block away. You don't use the paring knife. You don't use those shitty steak knives. The Santoku, why is it there? You don't need like 8 knives. You need just one good one. I would recommend a 6-inch to 8-inch blade. Don't buy anything that's a Santoku that's flat across the bottom unless you really, really, really know how to use it. Something with a belly, which is just your normal looking, like, imagine like a cartoon of a chef's knife, like that type of thing. Don't buy a cleaver. You don't need a cleaver. And take care of it. A lot of them aren't stainless steel. So whoever you give it to, remind them, this doesn't go in the dishwasher. You wash it by hand. That's it. Wipe it off. You're done. All right. Number two. And this is a quick one. It's pretty self-explanatory. I don't think I need to sell you on it. If you know what it is, you know why it's good. VersaGrips. It saves a lot of time in the gym, especially when you're doing back day and you kind of want to try to just activate back and not really get too much forearm or bicep into it. VersaGrips are awesome. Going to the gym, you don't have to wrap the strap around, you know, to do any sort of pull down or row or whatever it is. You just throw them on. It takes 1 second and you're done. I like VersaGrips. I think they'll shave 15 minutes off of every training session every day you hit back if you use straps like you should. So get a pair of VersaGrips. There's a ton of different sizes. they're big. It's more so your wrists that they're measuring, not your actual hand size. So I think they probably have something on their website, but keep that in mind, because I can get away with using like the smalls or mediums. I have like 6.5 inch, maybe 6 inch wrists, but some people definitely couldn't. So if you're built like a fucking farm boy, then maybe you need bigger ones. And if you got girly little wrists like me, yeah, maybe the small and the medium will be all right. Number three, and this is like a, maybe you'd get them a gift card to this or whatever, have them use it whenever, but Muscle Egg. Somebody told me about Muscle Egg maybe a year, 2 years ago. One of my clients, Clinton Baker, he was buying it for just because he didn't like to do egg whites, and he was like, this is good, it's delicious. He let me try it. I was in Texas visiting. He let me try it, and holy shit, it's actually really good. There's a negligible amount of carbs in it, but for me, it's one of those things where it's like, if you're going to actually drink this rather than just skip the egg whites or like puke them or whatever it is, buy the Muscle Egg. It's an expensive product, so it's kind of cool to give as a gift. It's like a, you know, here, let me make your next 2 weeks of meals or whatever easier. There you go. I think it comes out to about 70 or 80 bucks for 2 gallons shipped. You can get half gallons or like pints or whatever. I think they have individual servings. They have a shit ton of flavors. Like, there's so many flavors that you will get confused. I've only tried the chocolate, and there's a strawberry one, and then there's a mocha one. I've tried those three. All bangers. I prefer the chocolate one, but I'm a chocoholic. You guys know that already. So don't trust me on that one. I think it's a good product. It literally tastes like drinking chocolate milk. If you're a psychopath, I guess you could try to fry it. I don't know what the fuck you would do with it or why you would do that, but if any of you guys actually try that, copy me in and tell me what the fuck's going on with that. I wouldn't do it. Number four. This one. This one, if you've ever followed a diet that required meal prep and had a job, you understand this one. Plastic silverware in bulk. Like one of those boxes that you buy when you're having a picnic outside, and it's like 500 pieces of forks, knives, and spoons. That's really nice to have in the house for when you're packing a lunch, because the worst thing is to get to work. You brought all your meals, you got all your sauces, you got your drinks, but you forgot silverware. You're searching around the fucking break room trying to see if anybody has a fork. You find some broken ass spork, but you brought steak today. Nobody wants to do that. So spend $10 on Amazon. Get him that, throw it in his, you know, whatever. It's like a stocking stuffer. It's a big stocking stuffer, but I would be so excited if somebody got me plastic silverware. Maybe not so much now because I work from home and it's not a thing, but honestly, I would still probably use it because that means I don't have to do a dish. I don't know. I eat a lot. All right, number five. Also applies to the workplace, travel bottles for sauces. So I used to have like the miniature, you know, you would use it for like shampoo or something, but I would just put whatever sauces I was going to bring for the week to work in them. And then that was how I packed them, because I always like to bring like ketchup and mustard and that, but they're big. And my lunchbox wasn't that big. So I would consolidate the sauces into a smaller thing, throw it in the lunchbox, and everything fit. I could put all my drinks in, all my sauces, silverware, all my meals, bring it in a lunchbox and not have to miss anything at work. So there. They're cheap. They're like $1 each. That's like a thoughtful thing where it's like, I understand what you're doing, and here, let me help you make that a little easier. All of these things are kind of like that. You know, the blade saves you time, keeps you safer. The grips save you time in the gym. Muscle Egg is just kind of a break from the monotony. The plastic silverware is helpful because when you run out, you realize that you need it. And the sauces just save you space in the lunchbox. I don't know, you can pack more drinks or whatever. But that's my top five. If I were to request something as somebody in fitness for, you know, if I didn't have these things, I would want them. So there you go. If you have somebody you don't know what to buy for, or like you're like, I feel like this gift isn't complete, grab something off of there, explain to them why it's great, and they'll be like, cool. Anyway, shifting gears. I'm 30 years old. I just turned 30, by the way. And up until this last month, I've never watched a single episode of Survivor. I didn't know that it was, like, I've seen the commercials, you know, Jeff Probst or whatever his name is. Like, I recognize the guy, but I always thought it was like a survival game. Like, it was people out in the woods with, you know, in the jungle and the forest, or whatever, like doing survival shit. I had no idea that it was a game about being a con man and deceiving everybody. Like, I did not know that. So I started watching it recently, and it's like this game where they're just manipulating everybody. It's literally not what I thought it was. I looked into it a little bit, and I don't know if you guys are like mega Survivor fans. You're probably like, yeah, John, duh, like obviously. But even like the structures they build, the studio just kind of puts out these bamboo logs for them. Like, here you go, like throw it together. They put out like giant leaves. Yeah, tie it up. They give them sunscreen. They give them machetes. They give them like a spearfish. Like, they sort of... there's a well usually for water. They've figured out like how little shit can we give these people without them actually dying to create a dramatic environment. And that's what they do, which sweet, awesome. I love the show. I'm a super... within the last month, I think I've watched maybe 2 seasons, like super huge into it. I love it. But one thing I noticed that was extremely relevant to what I do and what you guys are listening for is this. So it's 39 days. They're on there for, I think some of them are 37 days or 40 days, but it's 39 days, give or take, depending on what season you're watching, that they're on the thing. And all of these people lose a fuck ton of weight, right? They're on the island. There is no fast food drive-through. There's no refrigerator to graze in. There's fish. They supply them with rice. They supply them with coconuts usually. You gotta cut it open yourself. So they've got protein, carbs, and fats. And that's fucking it. And you can eat as much as you can find, but you're not gonna find a lot. And I don't think the show would let people die. They feed them a reasonable amount of food. But these people always get into great shape in 39 days. And they end up being way more active. Like, they look better. Every single one of them. In the 2 seasons I've watched, there's not a single person that was fat by the end of this thing. It's crazy. Because you got people that are like, oh, no. Like, you know, it's my genetics or my... no. I don't know if you guys know who Rupert is. But that dude, he was... you know, pretty built, but he was fat. And 39 days later, skinny. There's a guy named Tony that was from a recent. He was a little muscular, but he was, you know, out of shape, retired cop or something. Maybe he's not retired, but he was like an out of shape cop. Lost 25, 30 pounds by the end of it. And it's just because they move around and they don't eat bullshit. Like, wow. Well, who would have thought if we remove the equation of bullshit from these people's lives, no bullshit food, they lose a ton of weight. It's, I'm surprised it's never been used as an example before. It's like, no, you can lose weight. You just, you know, the McDonald's drive-thru is still there. You haven't, you know, maybe we need to strand you on an island with some coconut rice and fish, but you got to catch the fish. The fish are not provided. Some of them end up eating just coconut and rice, you know? So maybe that's why they get shredded. But I don't know if I'm trying to watch through all the seasons, which is going to take forever. I think there's like 40 of them. But if you guys have a favorite season, send me a thing and tell me why. I know there's like, you know, favorite Survivor characters or whatever. So yeah, tell me who's your guy and why. I'm trying to avoid watching like the Heroes ones and like the comeback, you know, where they invite people back, because I don't know who any of these people are yet. But I'm slowly learning. So what? It's December 17th today. We got Christmas around the corner. 8 days away. You guys are going to be traveling. You're going to be going places. You're going to be seeing your family. You got, you know, some sort of goal in mind that's either related to bodybuilding or fitness. If you're listening to this, I'm assuming that's probably true. Relax. Seriously. You have literally the rest of next year and the rest of this week to be like this militant crazy. Don't fuck up Christmas. Do not bring a fucking Tupperware to Christmas. Like, I'm going to post it. And I know, and somebody's going to tag me in something, and I'm going to reply to you, and I'm going to say, I'm not reposting this. Every single year it happens. Somebody tags me in a thing where they've got, you know, stuck to the meals today. I'm like, dude, throw that shit away. Like, your family is right next to you. You're embarrassing. Stop. Like, stop. No. There's no reason to diet on Christmas Day. It's just, no. I think I've noticed a lot of the people that really worry about it, the source of their anxiety is not wanting to be on the plan, but they've identified a time where they absolutely can't be on the plan, but they usually wouldn't be 100% anyway, and for some reason this makes them anxious. All right, I can say, just from, I mean, this is my anecdotal experience, you know, the people I work with, I've never had somebody who was 100% on the plan all the time ever geek out a whole bunch about Christmas, Thanksgiving, or a vacation. Because usually by that point, these people are 100% about it all the time. By that point that vacation comes or Christmas comes or you get Thanksgiving, they've planned in advance for it and they're ready for a break. Because they're grinding their nose into it anyway. You know, they're ready for a break. They are tired. They're tired of the diet food. I think more often than not, if you're experiencing a lot of anxiety about, you know, the holidays, you probably are subconsciously just thinking of all of the other times you may have fucked up. And you're like, man, another day where I can't even try to not fuck this up. And don't think about it that way. Think about all the other days, the other boring days of the year that you have every opportunity to just live the way that you intend and not the way that's convenient and easy, which is really kind of what it's all about. You want to look a certain way? Cool. People that look that way do a certain thing. The way that you currently look is exactly reflective of what you do, that may be good or bad. You know, are you happy? No? Then change it. Are you happy? Yes? Great, keep doing what you're doing. You know, it really is just that. There's a lot of people that are, oh no, it's, you know, genetic, blah, blah, blah. No, anybody can change. Anybody can make themselves better or worse. It's just the decisions that go into it and how much effort are you willing to put into it. So, go hang out with your family or don't. You know, but if you're going to stay at home, don't be eating the Tupperware. I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, guys, so welcome back. I have a couple other topics I'm going to throw up tomorrow. And I just had Andre compete. Andre Japiza, one of my clients at the Amateur O this afternoon, actually. He was in the top of second callouts, 5th, 6th, 7th, somewhere in there. No, probably 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there. And absolutely peeled. He's one of those guys that always comes in really hard. I never have trouble getting him into shape. We need to put a little more size on him, get him a little beefier, and he can jump into that first call out. But if I'm remembering correctly, I think last time around he was somewhere in the third call out, maybe 15th or 16th place. So he came back this year, 2020. You know, through coronavirus, this guy basically built a gym in his garage. He got a pit shark, which is like that belt squat, all sorts of stuff like that. And he's just been training, you know, at his home gym, his manufactured home gym. But he moved up, you know, he did better this time around. Got in a little better shape, got a little bigger, and it's only up from here. He's the dude who's not going to quit. He's one of his lifers. Like, this guy's going to be bodybuilding until he's 40. Like, I know it. I already know it. Anyway, I'm getting off here now, guys. Have a great rest of your evening. And shoot me a DM at GoobU, @goob_you on Instagram if you got any questions or if you're going to send me your Survivor episodes. Because seriously, I just finished season 23 and I need another episode.